Radio Network. Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We're all ears at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And if for some reason you cannot call in, maybe you're shy, maybe you're on your day job, you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player and send it in to us by email. And we're happy to dish your listing or answer your question or talk about your comment, whatever. 888-RADIO-30 or click the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. Now we know that I'm using the brand new in beta listing tool, huh?
That's correct. Yes, you are. Aren't you a lucky gal?
I am. And it went smoothly, too, except I forgot the, you know, my...
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, okay.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go back tonight.
Stop beating yourself up.
Yeah, and that's what I'm sure a lot of eBay sellers do. They're like me. If it can't be perfect, they're not going to put it up there. I'm not going to think that way anymore.
Good.
Yeah, I've decided not to. I mean, we've got the big light table, you know, that
we bought,
you know, the great big one.
Yeah.
We've got that. And we've got the softbox. So
right.
We've got two ways to go.
Right.
With that softbox and with the other light table, we should be able to do something. Plus, some things look better in natural light, I've noticed.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you can take a picture of a piece of jewelry in natural light and you get a better sense of what that jewelry really looks like than in those boxes.
Whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. You do all your shirts, though, in the box? Yes? No?
No. I do them in my pitch black garage with a wider black background and 1, 2, 3, 4 soft boxes.
Okay.
To throw diffuse light.
Okay.
Works good.
All right. That's good. Yeah, because yours look gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
That's for sure. Anybody have any photography tips? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player.
Did I hear our fine feathered friend go overhead?
I don't
overhead?
Know. I hardly heard it. Did it go overhead?
I think I heard it.
The duck?
Our fine feathered friend. Yeah, the duck. Duck.
Okay, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. So eBay Partner Network has created EPN Shorts, which are a series of quick, easy-to-follow video tutorials designed to help sellers benefit from joining the eBay Partner Network. And topics were chosen based on sellers' own frequently asked questions.
Oh, good.
Each video provides visual step-by-step instructions on a focused topic. The first three videos in the series concentrate on generating EPN links. By the way, I also did a video yesterday, and I'm going to put it in one of the listings. I went to Google. I said how to put a video in an eBay listing, and I got all the things that you're supposed to do.
Yes.
And my video isn't that great, but it does show a piece of that rhinestone jewelry sparkle.
Ooh.
See, it's hard to get it to sparkle.
Yeah, it's hard.
In just a regular photograph. But if
you take a little
video of that and move it a little bit, you can see the sparkle in it. So you may see a video embedded in one of mine after tonight. We're going to put it in there.
Okay.
Have you ever used a video?
I used a video once for selling a Christopher Ratto collectible snow globe that had a music box and it turned.
I love snow globes.
Yeah. Well, you would have liked this.
Oh.
And it wasn't selling. I thought, well, you know, maybe if I put a video of it playing and turning.
Did it work?
Sure enough, it sold.
There you have it.
Sure enough.
Okay. Because it's really nothing to take a little, while you're taking your pictures with your cell phone, just click on video.
Yeah.
Take a little video if it's something that moves or you want something to sparkle. Let's see how it works for me. I don't know. I'm going to have a lot of rhinestones up there. And I notice a lot of people sell them cheaply. But I have some really nice pieces, so we'll see. Oh. It's worth the extra few minutes to make the video is what I'm saying. Doesn't have to be a masterpiece. Just enough, for instance, with the jewelry to show it moving is enough, is good enough.
Yeah.
You know, 19 seconds, I think, or even 10 seconds.
Yeah, don't make a 3-hour film.
No.
Remember that our dear, dear departed national treasure, Andy Warhol, once made a movie called, what was it called? I want to say it was called Erection, but I'm not sure. But it was a, I think, 24-hour film of the statue of the Empire State Building. Nothing else. Just the Empire State Building, 24. So, yeah, it's conceptual, if you have a day to waste. But don't do it. Don't do an Andy Warhol film of that length for your listing to show the thing working. Remember, less is more.
Yeah.
Show this, get to the point, and then you're done.
Where on the page do you put a video?
On the description.
Okay.
And it isn't as easy as it used to be if you're using the YouTube to upload your video.
Which is what I did.
Right, because it's the old embed code that works worked on eBay, they no longer provide that. But there are websites, if you search on the Google, that'll give you the embed code, the embed.
Now, it says to either use a link or the embedded code.
Yeah, I prefer the embedded code. A link is not any good. You want it with the embedded code, you get the still that you select from the video so that there's a compelling reason to click on it to see it play. If it's just a link, someone may say, link schmink. I've seen enough of those in my life and just walk away. A visual is always a more powerful attention grabber in retail than having just the link.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do my best with it.
I think you'll do great.
I'll be
well.
Proud to show it to you if I get it done. I don't know. Baby steps, honey. Baby steps about these things like videos and stuff.
But, exactly.
But there are times when an eBay seller could benefit from them, for sure.
Yep.
So the UK media having a field day over a case of eBay fraud on a grand scale.
Oh, no.
But it's the background of the alleged perpetrator that is really making headlines.
Really? What is it?
British tabloid The Guardian summed it up neatly on their front page. Former Islamic extremist arrested on suspicion of 1 million euros eBay scam.
Ooh, dear. That's a lot.
According to the Daily Mail, the seller accused of ripping off eBay shoppers is, quote-unquote, a notorious Islamic extremist who went on to advise Labour Party ministers as a reform jihadi. The newspaper went on to say the alleged scam is believed to be one of the biggest frauds eBay has faced in the UK. However, the suspect's brother told the Daily Mail that the arrest and raids were part of a police plot to persecute his family. We will be watching what happens with this over there. Big story over there right now.
Yeah.
So, and an eBay UK spokesperson said no customer was left out of pocket as a result of this case. We refunded every customer in full at the time of the event, and we have dedicated in-house detection teams and alert systems in place to identify suspicious behavior very quickly. Our teams share information with law enforcement agencies around the world to keep our marketplace safe for customers.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money. I wonder how he conducted this nefarious criminal activity.
Alleged nefarious criminal.
I wonder what was he allegedly selling?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, that's curious.
And learn more.
Well, at least the buyers were made whole. That's good.
So eBay UK has updated their user agreement with one significant change that will impact new sellers.
What is that?
They've added two sentences.
Tell me.
Quote, for all new sellers, eBay may set a default rule that automates the return process for some or all listings where returns are accepted. Sellers may remove or customize their returns preferences in their account settings within My eBay.
Right.
Okay.
Returns are they're a part of doing business anywhere. And after a kind of preliminary and very basic start 4 years ago, it's already 4 years ago, with an eBay-based return system. It has now evolved and iterated to the point where it's actually a really good system when you to use. I love it. So I've automated all. I accept returns right off the bat. So there's that part is automated. But you want to learn more about the process. We're going to have a webinar tomorrow, by the way.
What time?
You asked me, and
it's usually
I forget
1 o'clock.
It's I don't think it's that early. Hold on a minute. Let me look at the.
Okay.
I should have looked, and I didn't. But let me do that now.
While Griff is looking, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click the contact us button. Go for it.
So it'll be from 10:30 to 11:30 Pacific time, and you. Let's see. You may have gotten an invitation to view it. If not, there'll be a link to the webinar. And I don't know where that is. It's not in my collateral here since I just show up and be one of the panelists. But we're going to discuss returns and how the return process works and why it's important to use. I think it's really important to use this just so there's a consistent process for buyers when they're shopping on eBay, saying, oh, you know, this is not going to work for me. I want to return it. And that, you know, the worst thing you can do as a merchant say, well, I'm not taking returns because it's too much of a pain in the neck for me. Yeah, but you're in business to sell. And if you don't take returns, you're going to put yourself at a definite competitive disadvantage. So there's that. Plus, you want your customers to be happy. This open phone segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Coming up, more open phones, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 365.
You just can't say enough about the importance of having the best possible photos in your listings. Jason T. Smith is known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music and head of the thrifting board on Facebook. He has a few quick tips.
Number one, above all, when we see pictures, get your items off the floor. And number two kind of goes right along with it. Get your clothes off the back of the closet door. Number three to stop doing, do not use flash ever. Yeah. Flash changes the color of your items to a non-realistic color. So if you use flash and the customer thinks they're getting royal blue and instead they get baby blue, you're going to have an unhappy customer.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio Open. open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So Ron from Birmingham, Alabama wrote us. He's known as Oilerman21, and he wanted to know about personal items from the home to sell on eBay, and he heard Melissa's question, but he wants us to go over it again. So pretty much, I think what Cliff Enico said, correct me if I'm wrong, Griff.
Yes.
So you have something like an iPad that you bought 3 years ago.
Right.
Now you want a new one.
Right.
You paid $200 for the old one. Now you want to put it up there for $70.
Right.
Melissa brought up the fact that she felt she shouldn't have to pay taxes or whatever. And he said, well, you have to know what you paid for the item to begin with, and that's your loss. But if you don't know, the IRS is pretty savvy.
Right.
And they realize that not everything that you have at home in your garage or your attic or whatever do you have a receipt for, nor do you remember exactly how much you paid for it.
Right.
So you can estimate, you know, be honest, as
your
honest
cost,
as you
right.
can.
Right.
Estimate your cost, and you should be okay.
Right. Yeah, and you would be, especially for the one-off item.
Oh, especially like an iPad or an iPod or
well, anything. If you bought it new, and we'll take your word that you did, we can easily go back and figure out what those were retailing for back in when they were released, and we'll give you that figure if you don't remember.
Dennis Turner from Alpha, New Jersey, known
yes.
as ZZZ Garage Sale.
Yeah.
Why don't eBay store links appear on the mobile app, or is it just my version? I have the eBay Kindle Fire app.
eBay Kindle Fire. Yeah, I'd have no idea. Sorry.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
Okay.
I wish I had more to say. I don't.
Well, if you did, you would. We
if
know,
I did, I
we
would.
We know that, and we appreciate it.
Yes.
Let me see what else we have here.
I believe there is the view seller's other items link,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't take you to the store front page, but shows all the rest of the other items.
Okay. Good
there
job.
There you go. Anyway, what's our next question?
Our little used feature of Selling Manager Pro is product inventory. One little used feature of Selling
yeah.
Manager Pro. Do you use Selling Manager
no,
Pro?
No, it doesn't really work. That feature doesn't is meant specifically for skewed merchandise, SKU. It doesn't really work for one-of-a-kind inventory. So, no, I've never used it. It just sits there, never being used by me.
No, and it's lonely. It
well,
wrote me.
No. Well,
obviously, that's who wrote me. For even more eBay Radio fun, eBay info and selling advice, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. Just go to facebook.com/group/eBay Radio and click join group. We'll approve you pretty quickly and look forward to your participation. I've never been the group administrator.
Yeah.
Until this group. And, man, people try to get in your group that have nothing to do with selling on eBay.
No, they just want to spam some stuff.
Yeah, like somebody was in 600 and something groups, 1,000 groups.
Really?
And I couldn't find one thing about eBay on his page.
Yeah.
And so I did not approve him, and I haven't heard back. I don't know. I approve 99.9% of everyone.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know,
I hate to make the assumption based on anything. And it's just as easy that if they violate the rules of the group, then you...
Griff, every time I've had that feeling in my gut, we've either had porno come the next day.
Well, thank heavens.
Or we've had... or we have had just spam commercials.
Spam stuff,
so
right.
When I have that gut feeling, you know. Hey, listen, if you can also listen to eBay Radio via iTunes and RSS feeds. Just click on their respective links in the upper left-hand corner.
Will do.
Of the eBay Radio Archives homepage. Or for iTunes, do a search on eBay Radio, then click on the familiar eBay Radio logo. So going back to my video that I'm going to put in the Rhinestone thing.
To show them sparkle.
To show them sparkle. So is YouTube my best bet?
Well, I think it's the easiest to use. There are other apps out there that may charge a small amount to you to access. But I think that YouTube's the best.
And I made it private.
Why?
So because if it's private, it's not because it's a stupid little video. I don't want the public stumbling across it.
Why not?
So you can make it private, and then only the person who has the link or the embed can see it.
Yeah, but who cares if somebody else sees it, right?
Well, because it's silly. I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Oh, what do you know? You know, they may not be wasting time.
10-second video. Showing a sparkle.
You don't want to withhold the pleasure that someone might have out of a 10-second sparkle video.
So
you don't know. They may be into it. It may be like their whole life, and here you are denying them.
Are there sparkle fetishists out there?
Well, yes, I believe there are.
Okay.
If it pleases and sparkles, I would like to speak now.
We just got an eBay news bulletin. eBay and Ship, S-H-Y-P, expand integration to make selling even easier. I saw that a few days ago, actually.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Shipe?
Shipe, S-H-Y-P. I'm calling it Ship.
Shipe. Shipe.
Ship. I think it's pronounced Ship, probably.
Yeah, it's probably pronounced Ship. But it's like everything today, because the regular words are taken, you got to make up versions of them.
Yeah, so anyway, this is an extension of their shipping integration into the Los Angeles market to further help sellers from coast to coast get organized just in time for spring cleaning.
Oh, that'd be good.
They had initial pilots in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Yeah, it sounds like an intriguing idea. We'll have to check them out. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up, social media and marketing right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.